Good evening from Rockland, California, as we get set for great non-conference basketball play between the North College Defenders and the William Jessup Warriors. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of us here at Horton Court, home of the William Jessup Warriors. Let's take a closer look at these two teams as we get set for tonight's non-conference battle for the North College Defenders. Tonight and tomorrow marks the conclusion of the pre-Christmas portion of their schedule with a pair of non-conference contests here in California. William Jessup is 6-2 this season, 0-1 in the Golden State Athletic Conference. Warriors had won four games in a row before losing to Biola in double overtime on December the 10th in their most recent contest. Jessup's other losses this season are to Simpson by 71-56 margin. Emily Blates, well, this is Kurt Wessendorf's team, is averaging 66.6 points per game. They allow 61.4 points per contest. Warriors have knocked down 40.5% of their field goals and allow opponents to make 35.2% of their shots. Ashlyn Jones leads this team with a 15.8 points per game average while taking down 8 rebounds per game. Rana Chavez has a 12.1 points per game average to go with 2.5 assists per game. Olivia Liu scores 9.6 points per game and leads the team with 32 assists. Sarah Vasquez is scoring 7.3 points per game. Chavez is the leading three-point shooter for Jessup with a 21-58 success rate so far this season. North College is 5-7 this year, 0-6 in women's basketball in the GPAC. The Defenders are looking for their first win since a 65-59 win over Waldorf. Dort has been outscored 67.7 to 61.6 and out-rebound teams 39.6 to 37.8. Dort is converting 37.2% of its field goals and opponents are converting 41.1% of their field goals. Paige Engbers leads the Defenders with a 9.6 points per game average to go with 2.8 rebounds and has made 36.4% of her three-point shots. Shea Palama is converting 8.5 points per game and leads the team in rebounds with a 7.6 rebounding average. Kim Cruz is scoring 9.4 points per game and Rachel Evavold is good for 7.1 points per game. Annie Rinesmith knocks down 6.3 points per contest and Kinsey Bosma scores 6.7 points per game. Rinesmith leads the team with 35 assists and 21 steals. We'll be having our national anthem in just a moment, and when we do that, we will break away and make time for that, and then we will get to our starting lineups as well. Interesting note for the Dort College Defenders, we'll be mixing and matching with some numbers due to some jerseys being stolen over the weekend in San Francisco. But I think we are all squared away and everybody is in uniform, and we will be getting set for basketball in just a moment.
The players be safe from injury. We pray that they show good sportsmanship toward their fellow players, the officials, the coaches, and the fans who likewise. We thank you and we ask the prayer and mercy of God for us in Jesus' name. Amen. Please stand, remove your caps, place your hands over your hearts, and join us as we honor this great nation with a playing of our national anthem.
Listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at KDCR88.5.com. Here's their starting lineup. First of all, for the North College defenders, number 3, Kenzie Bausma, is a 5'8 sophomore from Sheldon. She is averaging 6.7 points per game. Kim Cruz is a 5'7 senior from Hall, Iowa. She is averaging 9.4 points per game. She is wearing number 4 today. Number 23 will be Paige Ambers, a 5'9 senior from Pella, averaging 9.6 points per outing. Number 25 is Annie Rinesmith, a 5'8 freshman from Shakopee, Minnesota, averaging 6.3 points per game. And wearing number 35 this evening for the North College defenders will be Shea Palama. Shea Palama wearing number 35. She is a 6-foot senior from Hull, Iowa, averaging 8.5 points per contest. For William Jessup, they will start number 10, Rana Chavez, a 5'5 junior from Clayton, California, averaging 12.1 points per game. Number 11 is Sarah Vasquez, a 5'5 junior from Parlier, California, averaging 7.3 points per game. Number 21 is Olivia Liu, a 5'7 sophomore from Riverbank, California, averaging 9.6 points per game. Number 22 is Ashlyn Jones, a 5'11 junior from Stockton, California, averaging 15.8 points per game. And number 33 will be Emily Van Dyke, a 6'3 sophomore from Modesto, California, averaging 5.8 points per game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, back with the start of tonight's contest right after this. And the opening tip is off, and we are underway. Controlled by the defenders, Bausma gets it off to Rinesmith. Rinesmith passes right side over to Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball, gives it up to Ambers. Ambers at the top of the key, goes right side over to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball, she feeds it off left side. This is Ambers. Ambers back over to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz with it on the right wing, feeds it into the corner. Palama, ball fake, drives baseline, puts it up, fouled. And we will shoot free throws with Shea Palama. So the North College defenders putting it on the deck right away was Palama. Palama able to get to the hoop, and Palama will go to the free throw line for a pair of free throws. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. By Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs. They're located in Orange City. Palama, a 6-foot senior from Hull, Iowa, knocks down the first one, misses the second one, and North College leads it 1-0. 1-0, our score. North College with the lead. Jessup with the basketball. Warriors pass right side over to Vasquez. Vasquez with it out front. Vasquez gives it up to Van Dyke. Right now, Jessup playing 5 on the perimeter. They'll flash Van Dyke into the post. Now they feed it off. Right side shot no good from the right side of the lane. Ashlyn Jones missed it. Rebound cleared by Kim Cruz. Cruz goes right side. This is Bausma. Bausma, 10-footer from the right-hand side. Floats it up. Shot no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Palama. Palama active on the offensive glass, but taps it away out of bounds. It will be Jessup basketball. Jessup in their blue uniform tops. White numbers trimmed out in red. They've got red Jessup across the front, and they've got red and white highlighting on the right hand, or on each side of their jersey as well. Shot no good from the perimeter. Rebound taken away by Palama. Palama up to Rinesmith. Rinesmith on jailbreak. They get it ahead to Bausma. Bausma, right handed layup is good. Kenzie Bausma with a 2-point basket, and the North College defenders lead it 3-0. 3-0, our score. Jessup basketball. They feed it down low to Van Dyke. Van Dyke wheels into the lane. Right-handed hook shot no good. Rebound cleared by Rinesmith. Rinesmith off and running. Another jailbreak. Gets it ahead to Bausma. Bausma driving in right hand. Missed it. Too strong. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Jessup. Coming up with it is Chavez. Chavez feeds it into the left corner. No hesitation there. Three-pointer on the way by Vasquez. And Vasquez knocks it down. And we have our first tie of the contest, 3-3, 8:17 remaining here in the first quarter. Rinesmith driving in, dumps it off, comes back over to Palama. Palama, right-hand side, her 10-footer is good. Shea Palama with 3 points, and the North College defenders lead it 5-3. We haven't had much in the way of stoppages of play so far. Van Dyke backing into Palama. Palama holding her ground. Van Dyke with a 2-point basket on the right-handed hook. She ties it at 5-5. Steal by Jessup. 3 on the way, Chavez. Chavez knocks it down. Rona Chavez with the 3-point basket, and the North College defenders staring up at their first deficit of the day. They trail 8-5. 8-5 our score. Pass goes right side Cruz. Cruz feeds it underneath Palama. Palama with the basketball. Shea tries to give it into Cruz, and Cruz tips it out of bounds. It will be Jessup basketball. Jessup with the basketball. Jessup throwing it in. They get it in to Lou. Olivia Lou with a basketball. Lou with it on the left wing. Lou comes back over to Jones. Jones on the right-hand side to Chavez. Chavez down to the baseline, cut off there by Cruz. Dort College in man-for-man defense. Feed it underneath Jones. Jones turn around inside, shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by Bausma. Bausma over the basketball. Bausma driving with the right hand, stops, looks, gives back over to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with it on the wing. Ryan Smith comes back over to Cruz. Cruz gives it up. Bausma. Bausma shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Jessup. Up and running, Olivia Liu. Liu with the basketball on the left wing. Liu comes back out front to Van Dyke. Van Dyke goes on the right wing. Nothing there. Now a kick-out pass. Three, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Angbers. Page with the basketball. She gives it up to Rinesmith. New players checking in for both teams at the break. Comes back to Angbers. Angbers drops it off for Paloma. Paloma down to the block. Cut off there by Van Dyke. Paloma, nothing to do. Kicks it out now to Cruz. Cruz, three ball on the way. Good. Kim Cruz with the three-point basket. We are tied at 8-8. 8-8 our score. 6:18 remaining. They feed it underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke, kick out pass. Vasquez, three, missed it, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Paloma. Paloma to Rinesmith, to Bausma. Bausma back to Rinesmith. Two more players checking in for Dort College at the next break. We've now got four out of the five on the white team that will check in. Dort College in their home whites here this evening. Pass goes left side. Rinesmith has a tip back at her. Angbers goes right side. We've got a tie of 8-8. 8 seconds left on the shot clock. Kim Cruz looking for a ball screen. Double team, gets it away. Paloma. Paloma, kick out pass. Bausma. Bausma, three ball. In and out, no good. Rebound taken down by Van Dyke, but now a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Rinesmith forcing the tie-up. Jessup will have the basketball. And now we have four new players checking in for the defenders. Gaysink, Pruitt, Landers, and Harmson all checking in. Cruz staying on the floor for the defenders. Would have been easier to tell you who stayed on the floor for the defenders. Kim Cruz, they pass it right side, new player. This is Haggerty. Haggerty shot no good, but Pruitt able to get her, was unable to keep up with her. And free throws on the way for Lily Haggerty. Haggerty will shoot a pair of free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting. That foul is going to go on Ebby Pruitt. Pruitt, the 5'9 freshman from Urbandale, Iowa, whistled for her first personal foul. First free throw, no good. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance, located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra in Sioux Center, 722-0101. And by Ploym Publishing for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. Second free throw is off the mark, no good as well for Haggerty. Haggerty, 14 of 17 coming into the ballgame. Jamie Gaysink, pull-up jumper is up and good. Jamie Gaysink, pull-up jumper, right baseline from about 10 feet, and the defenders retake the lead. Pass over the top to Van Dyke. Van Dyke finishes with the right hand. Her layup is good. Count the hoop, and she is fouled on the play. Rio Landers will be called for her first personal foul. That's foul number one on her. Team foul number two on the defenders. We are tied at 10-10. 10-10 our score. Free throw on the way is off the mark. No good. Now Van Dyke is not a great free throw shooter. 4 of 7 from the free throw line so far this season. Now 4 of 8. She missed on that free attempt. And the Dort College defenders finally pull away the rebound. Pruitt passes over to Harmson. Harmson, Landers. Landers, three-pointer on the way. Top of the key, good. Rio Landers knocks down the triple from the top of the key. That is something we have not seen yet this season. And Landers knocks down the long three-point basket. Pass over the top to Van Dyke, and Van Dyke is fouled on the play. Let's see who they're going to charge that to. Van Dyke will shoot more free throws. Foul's going to go on Dort College and Peyton Harmson. It's foul number one on Harmson. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We have a timeout. It's the under five timeout. 4:38 left to play, first quarter of play. Dort College leading 13-10. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. 13-10 our score. That was an official's timeout or the media timeout. I didn't call it, but they gave it to me anyhow. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000 and by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Their number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Emily Van Dyke shooting another two free throws. She is now 4-for-9 this season, 0-for-2 this evening. And the North College defenders enjoy a 13-10 lead. Second free throw on the way is up, and that one is good as well. I should say that one is good finally for Van Dyke. It's 13-11, North College. Up by two, pass goes into the corner, Gasing for the basketball. Gasing comes left side over to Harmson. Harmson with the ball. Harmson feeds it off to Gasing. Gasing shovels it outside Landers. Landers 12-footer, left it short, no good. Rebound is tipped out of bounds, last touch by Jessup. It'll be North College basketball. So the North College defenders will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Ebby Pruitt. North College going with this second lineup, if you will. Bausma came in for Cruz, giving her a breather. Shot no good by Gasink. Rebound cleared, though, by Bausma. Now a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be North College basketball. North College with the basketball. And the defenders will throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Tossing it in will be Pruitt. Pruitt looking, passes over the top, Gasink. Gasink pulls the trigger for three. It's good. Jamie Gasink with the three-point basket. So Gasink with 5 points off of the bench, and the North College defenders lead at 16-11. Four new players checking in for the defenders at the next break. With it up front is Olivia Liu. Liu with the basketball, driving in right side. Nothing there. Comes back over. They work it around to Haggerty. Haggerty feeds it underneath, and holding her ground was Harmson. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by William Jessup. It'll be North College basketball. North College leading 16-11 with 3:45 remaining. And tossing the ball in will be Angbers. Angbers gets it into Rinesmith, staying on the floor. Was Bausma. Here's Cruz. Cruz with the basketball, and now we've got an illegal screen called. I believe that's going to go on Rachel Evavold. Evavold whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. First time we've seen Rachel in a little bit. She's been dealing with a leg problem, but she is available to play this evening. Jessup with the basketball. They pass it off to Janelle Liu. Liu feeds it right side. This is Olivia Liu, and a three-pointer on the way is up and down. That's Olivia Liu with the three-point basket. North College trying to answer back. Missed shot, no good. Here comes Jessup. Olivia Liu with the basketball on the right side. Liu. They feed it back over. Left side, Janelle Liu. Janelle Liu missed it. Shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball dribbles it off of a Jessup player. And I believe the referees are going to confer. And it will be North College basketball. The official that was up the sideline came over and basically said, "Are you sure what you saw?" And the official on the baseline, to his credit, said, "What did you see?" And he said, very clearly went off of a Jessup player, and they get the call right. Into the front court is Rinesmith. Goes right side over to Cruz. North College leading 16-13. That was just a two-point bucket by Liu moments ago. Shot no good by Angbers. Rebound cleared out by North College and Palama. Back over to Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball looking down low for Evavold. 2:40 left to go in the first quarter. Right side it goes to Palama. Palama driving in, jumps, gives it off to Evavold. Evavold's shot hangs on the rim and falls through. Rachel Evavold gives North College an 18-13 lead. With it on the right side is Olivia Liu. Liu with the basketball. Liu passes off to Ashlyn Jones. Back around the horn they go. Mia Giotti. Gliotti with the basketball. Gliotti gives it off to Liu. Liu back over to Jones. Ashlyn Jones on the left wing. Ashlyn Jones gives it off. Driving in. Shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Paige Angbers. Angbers gets it away to Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. That was Tyler Swachinski. Swachinski. Didn't expect to see her playing this evening, but she's getting some minutes for Jessup tonight. Kim Cruz on the give and go, and Cruz knocks down the right-handed layup. And the North College defender lead is 20-13. 2013, our score. Right-handed side, Gliotta. Gliotta's shot no good. Rebound cleared by Palama. Palama to Rinesmith. Rinesmith into the front court. Kenny Rinesmith with the basketball. Rinesmith feeds it off right side over to Engbers. Engbers underneath Evavold. Evavold loses her footing. And we've got a foul called before the shot, I believe. Foul's going to go on Gliotta. Gliotta, that is. Mia Gliotta whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on Jessup. Foul number two as a team, I should say, on Jessup. It's foul number one on Gliotta. My view slightly obstructed here on trying to check the individual fouls and points on the scoreboard. So hopefully at least at the half we'll get a box score so we can reconcile things. Pass comes right side, Bausma. Bausma feeds it off inside Rinesmith. Rinesmith give and go. Landers. Landers layup good. Rio Landers with a two-point basket. She's got five, and the defenders lead it 22-13. 1:15 left to play first quarter. Jessup basketball. Out front, Van Dyke. Van Dyke, they feed it underneath Jones. Jones shot too strong, no good, missed it. Rebound taken away by Cruz. Kim Cruz, long pass into the front court. Gasing. Gasing back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith, right side, Bausma. Bausma, Cruz. Cruz, top of the key, three, in and out, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Jessup. Jessup up and running with it is Chavez. Chavez into the front court. Chavez comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke looks underneath for Jones, and Jones is called for a push-off. Ashlyn Jones whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. Team foul number three on William Jessup. So Jones will check out of the ballgame for the last 45.5 seconds of this first quarter. Dort College leading 22-13. Bringing the basketball up is Rinesmith. Rinesmith goes over to Cruz. Cruz on the right wing directing traffic. She looks underneath, instead finds Rinesmith, sets, fires three, and what do we have? We've got an illegal screen called on the defenders and Jamie Gasink. Gasink whistled for the personal foul, so wave off the three that Rinesmith knocked down. Jamie Gasink whistled for an illegal screen. Here comes Jessup. Shot clock and game clock close. Looks like a two-second difference. Jessup with the basketball. Defensively, Dort College in man-to-man defense. Jessup looks content to run down the clock. Chavez dribbling out front. Rinesmith trying to hassle her a little bit. Now they jump out on the switch. Three, no good. Rebound cleared by Dort College, and coming away with it is Landers, and Landers is fouled on the play with 2.8 seconds remaining. Harmson and Engbers will check into the ballgame for the defenders. And Rio Landers will go the other way. Well, I think they thought that was foul number five on Jessup. It was not. That was foul number four as a team. Eosha whistled for the personal foul. So Dort College 2.8 to bring it up the floor. Rinesmith in the backcourt. Rinesmith tosses it baseball style towards the backboard, and that's the end of the first half. Our score, Dort College 22, William Jessup 13. Back with the second quarter in a moment. William Jessup basketball after the timeout, or I should say after the quarter break. The Dort College defenders leading 22-13. Kenzie Bausma gambles for one out front, doesn't come away with it. Lou does instead. They pass it to Van Dyke. Van Dyke high-low pass down to Lou. Lou misses the shot. Rebound cleared by Shea Palama. Palama with the basketball. She gives it up to Rinesmith. Rinesmith into the front court. Rinesmith sizing up the defense put on by William Jessup. Pass goes right side. With it is Bausma. Bausma in the lane. Her two-point basket is good, and she is fouled on the play. And Kenzie Bausma will go for the old-fashioned three-point play here. Kenzie Bausma in the first quarter, 1-for-5. She starts the second quarter off with a make, and she goes to the free throw line with an opportunity to stretch the lead. Bausma, not a great free throw shooter. 61% free throw shooter. Dort College leads 24-13. They feed it down low for Van Dyke. Van Dyke unable to knock it down. Here comes Dort College. Rebound taken away by Engbers. Engbers with the basketball. Engbers with it out front. Zone defense applied here by Jessup. Let's see what Dort College does to it. Bausma gives it up underneath to Palama. Palama's shot in the lane is good. Shea Palama with 5 points, and the Dort College defenders lead at 26-13. I had the opportunity to watch the shoot around earlier today. Dort College anticipated seeing that zone defense, and they said we're going to get layups or short jumpers out of it. Dort College, Palamont passes it off, has to track it down after it's tipped. Here come the defenders, Rinesmith. Rinesmith feeds it right side. Over to Bausma. Bausma underneath. Palamont. Palamont trying to feed it out, and we've got a foul. A block called on Janelle Liu. Liu whistled for the personal foul. Bob Goodwin, the official down on that end, making the foul call. Dort College with the basketball and the lead, 26-13. Throwing the ball in will be Rinesmith. Rinesmith gets it into Bausma. Bausma trying to get around Jones, cut off. Shot clock is not running. Now it is. Right side with it is Rinesmith. Rinesmith, they feed it underneath Bausma. Bausma back over to Cruz. Cruz down to the baseline, double team. Puts it up in traffic, shot no good. Rebound fought for and taken away by Van Dyke for Jessup. Jessup, long pass into the front court. It's Chavez. Chavez goes over to Vasquez. Vasquez, three, rainbow from the right corner is good. Vasquez with six. Dort College leads 26-16. Well, Dort College not content. They did not want to shoot threes against this zone defense. It's a 1-2-2. They felt they could get some players in gaps. Rinesmith with it on the left wing. They get it to Cruz at the free throw line. Her 15-footer is off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Jones. Long pass into the front court with it. Liu. Liu back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke pass over the top intended for Jones, and we've got a hold called on the play against Kenzie Bausma. Kenzie Bausma whistled for the personal. And for Bausma, that's foul number one. Team foul number one on the defenders in this quarter. 7:45 remaining in this first half. Van Dyke with it on the right side. Van Dyke comes back over to Chavez. Chavez on the wing. Gaysing guarding her there. Chavez down to the baseline. Reverses it. Right side. Liu. Liu with it. Deep right corner. Liu with the basketball. Liu at the free throw line. Cut off by Rinesmith. Tries to pass it over the top. Intended for Jones. And Kim Cruz that time face guarding her, not allowing her to get an easy entry pass. And the Dort College defenders get the basketball back. Walking it up will be Annie Rinesmith, 7:23 and counting. Well, good to see some current Dort College students here in support of the women's basketball team in this area. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz feeds it cross court. Harmson. Harmson thinks about the step back three. Instead goes over to Landers. Landers right side, Cruz. Cruz, Rinesmith. Rinesmith jumper. Baseline missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Landers. Landers on the offensive glass. Dort College a fresh 30 to work with. Underneath it goes Cruz. Cruz has it blocked. Kim Cruz comes away with it. Steal by Jessup. Coming away with the basketball. Vasquez. Vasquez driving in the other way, and she is stripped on the way up by Harmson. Harmson whistled for the personal foul. That's two on Peyton Harmson. Foul number two on Peyton Harmson. Paige Angbers will be checking into the ball game. My guess would be for Harmson. Don't want Peyton to pick up her third before the half. Like to get her into a situational, possibly an offensive possession. That'll be the next time we see her. Dort College leading 26-17 after one made free throw by Sarah Vasquez. Vasquez one for two. She's got 7 points tonight. Abby Pruitt with the basketball, comes back over to Angbers. Angbers gives it right wing. Gaysing. Gaysing around the horn they go. Top of the key, Pruitt. Pruitt gives it up to Gaysing. Gaysing left side, Angbers. Angbers, ball fake, nothing there. Pruitt, 14 to shoot. Now Gaysing. Gaysing driving down to the baseline, high off of the glass, shot no good. Might have forced that one. Gaysing comes away with a loose basketball, 5 to shoot. Comes back over to Angbers. Angbers, three-pointer, got it. Three-point basket for Paige Angbers, her first of the day, and the Dort College defenders take a 12-point lead at 29-17. 29-17, our score, Vasquez. Vasquez goes over to Jones. Jones, right side to Haggerty. Haggerty with a basketball. Haggerty to Chavez. Chavez to Van Dyke. Stolen by Landers. Landers able to get around and front the post. Landers having her best game that I've seen her play in a while. Cruz with the basketball, spin move into the lane, right-handed shot, good, count the hoop, and she is fouled. Kim Cruz with a two-point basket. She's got seven. Defenders extend the lead 31-17. 5:43 remaining here in the first half of play. So Kim Cruz will shoot a free throw here, trying to complete the three-point play. She's got 7 points tonight, and this will be an opportunity for a three-point play for Cruz. First free throw, only free throw off the mark, no good. Dort College not shooting free throws well this evening. They lead by 14, though, 31-17. Fortunately for them, Jessup has struggled equally from the free throw line. Jessup basketball on the right side. This is Haggerty. Haggerty lets fly with a three. That was more out of, they settled for a jump shot there, I would say. Abby Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt on the left wing. Pruitt looking for the trailer. Landers instead comes back out front to Gasing. Free throw line, Landers. Landers, Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt, three players around her. Somebody's got to be open. They give it to Angbers. Angbers pulls the trigger for three. No good. Rebound long, taken down by Haggerty. Haggerty, long pass into the front court, coming away with the basketball is Vasquez. Vasquez, the trailer, Van Dyke. Van Dyke looks down low, instead passes it right wing to Chavez, sets a ball screen for Chavez. Chavez sets and fires the three, but we've got an illegal screen called on Emily Van Dyke. That's foul number one on her. And we've got a officials timeout. Media timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this.
KDCR.
Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball on KDCR made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank with offices in a variety of locations, including Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. Dort College basketball, Gasing throws it in, gets it into Ebby Pruitt. Pruitt will bring it into the front court. Pruitt with the basketball at the top of the key, goes left side, comes back over to Paloma. Paloma, Gasing, Gasing into the corner, Angbers, three ball, out of the timeout, good. Paige Angbers with the three-point basket, and the Dort College defenders get a three-pointer out of the timeout. Driving back the other way, a two-point basket for Olivia Liu. Liu with four, and the Dort College lead is 34-19. Pass goes inside. They thought about Angbers with another three. Instead, it's Bousman driving in, trying to float it up. It hits the rim. That's no shot attempt. That was a pass attempt. Ends up in the hands of Jamie Gasink. And here comes Jessup. Jessup with the basketball. They pass it off. Left side over to Haggerty. Haggerty inside Van Dyke. Van Dyke shedding defensive players. And she gets the two-point basket to go. All 6'3" of her, and she makes it a 34-21 ball game. Dort College by 13. With the basketball on the right side, Bousma. Bousma looking weak side. Instead, they go Gasing. Gasing underneath Pruitt. Pruitt has Van Dyke right behind her and comes back over to Bousma. Bousma, Angbers. Angbers, three. Off the heel, too strong, no good. Rebound cleared by Jessup. Coming up with it is Chavez. Chavez with it into the front court. Chavez sizes things up, passes onto the wing, gets it away to Liu. Liu, Van Dyke. Van Dyke back outside. Three-pointer up and good. A three-point basket for Haggerty. And the lead that was just moments ago at 17 has shrunk to 34-24. Seven unanswered by Jessup. Jessup still in that 1-2-2 zone defense. 3:12 remaining, first half. Right side, Paloma. Paloma, ball fake down to the baseline. Double team. And she's looking for someone to pass to, and she ends up traveling with it. So Dort College travels with the basketball. Shea Paloma got around the defensive player, but then gets whistled for the travel violation. And the Dort College defenders will retreat and play defense. Right now, Jessup has outscored Dort College after that timeout. 10-3. Dort College got the quick three to go up 17. But now it's down to 10. Into the corner, three-pointer, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Jessup. It'll be Dort College basketball. So the timeout came with Dort College leading 31-17. York College went to a timeout, went to a special play out of the timeout, found Angbers for a three, her second of the ball game. Now with it is Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball comes back over to Palama. Palama, cross-court pass to Angbers. Angbers, left wing, Rinesmith. Rinesmith to Cruz. Cruz in traffic, double team. Palama, she'll let fly with a 17-footer, no good. Rachel Evebold with the outlet pass after the offensive rebound. She throws it away. And with 2:17 remaining in the first half, Jessup with an opportunity to cut further into the lead. It'll be Jessup basketball. Jessup throws it into the backcourt. This is Lou. Lou with it. Lou brings it up the floor. And they will reset the shot clock, I believe. Shot clock did not start immediately on the inbound, so Jessup will throw it in now with 25 seconds on the shot clock. York College enjoying a 10-point lead. Moments ago, that was 17. As I said earlier during the pregame show, some of the North College women wearing numbers that we don't normally see them in. The misfortune on Saturday of having some of their equipment taken out of a van when they were doing some of the tourist things in San Francisco. And so we're mixing and matching. I did not come up at the same time as the team, so I came with a duffel bag full of equipment. Emily Van Dyke with a two-point basket, spins with the right hand off of the block, and the North College defender lead is down to 8, 34-26. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz goes back out front. Now Cruz looking for Palama. Palama double-teamed on the baseline, back out front, Angbers on the left wing. Comes back right side, Palama. Reverses back over to Angbers, and with 8 seconds on the shot clock, North College will inbound the basketball. Landers is in. Evebold is out. Throwing the ball in will be Angbers. Page gets the ball inbounded to Rinesmith. 7 to shoot. Rinesmith off the dribble. Her shot no good. North College right now in the midst of a drought. Jessup with the basketball. Jessup bringing it up the floor, and with the left hand, Rana Chavez is fouled on the play. No, they say that she stepped out of bounds. It'll be North College basketball. Angbers gets it into Rinesmith. Rinesmith with it. Rinesmith with it on the right side. North College looking for a special play here. Pass out front. No, it's Cruz. Cruz trying to dump it underneath for Landers. And Jessup has the basketball. Jessup off the turnover. Lou. Lou up the floor quickly. Lou feeds it off. Shot no good, but a foul on the play. She dumped it off to Janelle Lou, and Janelle Lou will go to the free throw line to shoot 2 free throws, where she is a 71% free throw shooter this season. She will shoot a pair. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764 by Highway Chevrolet Buick and Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com and by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Janelle Liu misses the first, makes the second. And the North College lead is 34-27. North College has been outscored 10-3 since the media timeout. Out front with the basketball, North College under a minute to go in this first half. North College's offense has stagnated against this 1-2-2 zone defense. Rebound tipped out. Gasing has it. Gets it back over to Abby Pruitt. And North College calls a timeout. This will be a full-length timeout. Back with more after this. North College leading 34-27 with a basketball. 40.5 seconds remaining in the half. Back with more in a moment. North College's possession that time didn't look like it was going anywhere, so the defenders on a loose ball situation got a timeout called. 34-27 our score. North College leading by 7. They were up by as many as 17 at one point. 34-17. That came after the timeout. North College got a quick three, but they have gone scoreless since. And in the meantime, Jessup is on a 10-0 run. And it will be North College basketball. Let's see if the defenders can end this drought. That has spanned a little over 4 minutes of play. Inbounding, they get it into Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball, back over to Cruz. Cruz looking inside for Landers. Landers on the short corner. Comes back out front to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Bausma. Bausma puts it on the deck. Tries to split the defense. Nothing there. 14 seconds now. Come back over to Angbers. Angbers, Cruz. Cruz, Pruitt. Pruitt down to the baseline. Pruitt's floater. No good. Rebound taken away by Jessup. And Ord College doesn't get a bucket that time. Here comes Jessup, and they'll hold for the final shot. Olivia Liu with the basketball near midcourt. Jessup would love to go into the halftime, down by just four. Right now they're down seven, and that's worst-case scenario. Driving in is Liu. Liu stops, pops, 12-footer off the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Cruz. Cruz won't get a shot off. It's the end of the first half. Our score, Dort College 34, William Jessup 27. Dort College goes the final 458, though, or 450 or so, without scoring a basket or a free throw, for that matter. And the Dort College defenders lead 34-27, despite a 10-0 run by William Jessup to end the first half of play. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. We're at halftime. The Dort College defenders leading William Jessup 34-27. Dort College led 22-13 at the end of the first quarter. They were up 34-17 at one point, outscoring William Jessup 12-4 to start the second quarter of play. And then William Jessup buckled down defensively. That 1-2-2 zone giving Dort College some problems. They've gotten decent shots out of it. Not many of those shots fell, or not any of those shots fell, over the final half of the second quarter. And the Dort College defenders go the final 447, actually, without a bucket or a point. And really quite fortunate for the defenders that they are up 34-27 at halftime. Dort College is led in scoring by Kim Cruz with 7 points. Paige Angbers has six. 9 points for Emily Van Dyke for William Jessup. We'll be back with a rundown of all the scoring in the first half of play right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Here are the numbers from the first half. Dort College, 14 of 35 from the floor, 5 for 10 on threes, 1 for 4 on free throws. That's 40% from the floor, 50% on threes, 25% on free throws. For William Jessup, 10 of 27 from the floor. 37%, 4 for 12 on threes, 33%, 3 for 9 on free throws, 33.3%. Rebounding, Dort College owns a 24-17 rebounding edge. Dort College 6 offensive, 18 defensive. Jessup 1 offensive, 16 defensive. Turnovers, Dort College 7, Jessup 6. Dort College 11 assisted baskets, Jessup had 6. 3 steals for the defenders, 3 for William Jessup. Dort is led by Kim Cruz with 7 points, 6 for Paige Angbers, 5 for Shea Palama, 4 for Kinsey Bausma, 5 each for Jamie Gasink and Rio Landers, and 2 for Rachel Evavold. For William Jessup, 9 for Emily Van Dyke, 7 for Sarah Vasquez, 3 for Rana Chavez, 3 as well for Lily Haggerty and Janelle Liu, and 2 for Olivia Liu. Rebounding, Shea Palama has 6. She leads all players in that category. 4 for Paige Angbers, 4 for Kim Cruz, and 4 for Rio Landers. For William Jessup, 4 for Emily Van Dyke, 3 for Rana Chavez, 3 for Olivia Liu. Dort College has 3 players with 2 assists each. They are Paige Angbers, Shea Palama, and Abby Pruitt. And for William Jessup, Rana Chavez has 2, along with Olivia Liu. 2 steals for Rana Chavez, and 3 different players have 1 steal each for the defenders. Dort College leads 34-27, but the defenders need to get something figured out offensively. That was not a good way to end the first half of play, getting outscored 10-0. Dort College, though, still enjoying a 7-point lead, 34-27. We'll see if Dort College can get something going offensively in the second half of play. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with the second half in a moment. You're listening to Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Dort College defenders leading 34-27 over William Jessup. Tomorrow evening, Dort College back in action as they face Kell Maritime. That will be basically an hour in the other direction, back towards the coast near San Francisco, basically on the bay, from what I understand. That will be an interesting setting. The North College Defender women coming out, I believe, on Saturday. They came out during the day, did some of the tourist things in San Francisco on Saturday. I believe they also made their way over to Golden State Warriors basketball contest. Sunday was spent in church and at some Friends of Dort College houses, and a day of rest, which was needed after the busyness of exams last week and also the busyness of traveling and getting to the Minneapolis airport ahead of the snowstorm. And today spent mostly a little bit of downtime this morning. Spent some time at Ripon Christian, from what I understand. And then by about 1 o'clock, 1:30 this afternoon, it was time for a walkthrough. And then the Dort College Defenders spent much of the day actually here in the gym at William Jessup and trying to cap it off with a win here this evening in non-conference basketball play. Well, Jessup with some success in that zone defense, a 1-2-2, pretty active in it. And they are going to stay in it until Dort College forces them out. Angbers on the skip pass, three, good shot for the Defenders. Unable to convert, though, was Angbers, and now Shea Palama unable to corral the offensive rebound. Rinesmith actually had a hand on it. Now Dort College trying to step up the defensive pressure, leading 34-27, but right now Jessup has the momentum. William Jessup with the basketball. They're now moving from left to right. Dort College's bench area is directly to my left. Feed it underneath Van Dyke. Dort College brings the double team. Kick out pass, three, missed it, no good, and the rebound is cleared out by Angbers. Angbers outlets over to Rinesmith. Here comes Dort College off and running. Rinesmith with a basketball, feeds it left side over to Bausma. Bausma double teamed, and she is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Sarah Vasquez, foul number one on Vasquez. And team foul number one on the William Jessup Warriors. Inbounding left side of the lane as we face the hoop is Rinesmith. Rinesmith to toss it in. Rinesmith feeds it underneath Palama. Shea with the basketball. Shea tries to cross over against Van Dyke. Her shot is good. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. Shea Palama with the two-point bucket, and the Dort College defender drought that spanned the end of the first quarter, the first half. Into the second half, Shea Palama ends it with a bucket, and now a chance at a three-point play. So Shea Palama, this is her third free throw shot this evening, and she makes it. She's got 8 points, and the Defenders back in front by double digits, 37-27. Annie Rinesmith caught for a foul in the backcourt. She's going to be called for a foul on the inbounds play. That is foul number one on her. 9:03 remaining. Pass goes in. That's in the third quarter. Rana Chavez will bring the basketball up. Chavez across the half-court stripe, picks up her dribble. She passes it off to Lou. Lou underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke short arms the short shot. It's no good. Rebound taken away by Palama. Palama with the basketball. Palama gives it up. Cruz, Rinesmith, Rinesmith, Bausma. Bausma swing pass over the top. Angbers back over to Cruz. Cruz, right side, Rinesmith. Rinesmith to Cruz. Cruz splits the gap. Comes back outside to Bausma. Bausma feeds it off. Palama shot no good. Rebound, Bausma had a hand on it. It's taken away, though, by William Jessup and Chavez. Chavez throws up a shot, and it's good on the pull-up. Rana Chavez with the two-point bucket, and the Dort College defender lead is back to 8, 37-29. 37-29, pass goes into the right corner. Nothing there. Back over to Bausma. Bausma back, Rinesmith. Rinesmith sets, fires three. Short, no good, and the Dort College defenders, who knocked down some threes early in the ballgame, have gone dry from the outside. Three on the way, no good by William Jessup. Dort College clears the rebound. Bausma with the basketball. The well right now dry for the Defenders. Let's see if they can get it going again. Pass goes left side, Cruz. Cruz directing traffic. Cruz comes back over to Rinesmith. They want to find Angbers. This is Palama. Palama, wide open shot on the elbow, decides against it, feeds it instead to Kim Cruz. Cruz, reverse layup. She's got nine, and the Defenders lead at 39-29. Cruz driving in from the left wing, got the reverse layup, going with her strong hand to the right. Left side pass over to Vasquez for Jessup. Now Van Dyke. Van Dyke at the top of the key. She'll put it on the floor one time, twice, just inside the three-point line. Fires it back outside for Chavez. Chavez gives it up to Vasquez. Vasquez with the basketball. Vasquez, 9 seconds remaining. Comes back over to Olivia Liu, trying to back in against Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith not giving any ground. Ball is up in the air, and she got caught up in the air without a flight plan. Here come the defenders. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz driving in. Puts it up, and it's blocked out of bounds by Van Dyke. It'll be Dort College basketball. Rio Landers checks into the ballgame along with Jamie Gasink. Ingbers will check out. And one other player checked out. I believe that was Shea Palama. They inbound. They get it into Bausma. Bausma, nothing there. Now Landers, into the corner. Ryan Smith, Gasink. Gasink, spin move, kick out pass, Ryan Smith, 15 to shoot for the defender, 6:47 left in the quarter. Right side it goes over to Cruz. Cruz gives it up, Landers, 10-footer, good. Rio Landers with 7 points, 41-29, Dort College leading by a dozen, 6:30 remaining here in the third quarter. Jones trying to come out for the pass, she comes out near midcourt, Bausma hounding her there. Pass goes right side over to Liu feeds it off. To Jones. Jones turn around on the baseline shot, no good. Rebound cleared by Landers. Landers over the basketball. Landers will bring the ball into the front court. Comes back to Ryan Smith. Landers, another two. This one from the left elbow, and Rio Landers with 9 points. And the North College defenders, Rio Landers, that work she's been putting in on her own seems to be paying some dividends here this evening. She knocks down the jumper from the left elbow. 6:08 remaining in the third quarter. It's 43-29. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. William Jessup can't wait for the media timeout. Couldn't wait for me to call it. They had to call one themselves. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker by the Van Inkelen Hub and Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Jessup basketball after the timeout. Dort College leading 43-29, and a reach-in foul called on the defenders on the drive by William Jessup's Olivia Liu. Liu is fouled on the play. And that's team foul number two on the defenders. On the floor for Dort College right now, Pruitt, Gasink, Landers, Cruz, and Bausma. With it on the right wing, this is Chavez, and we've got a foul called away from the basketball. That foul is going to go on number 21, Olivia Liu. Liu whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. Bringing the basketball up will be Ebby Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt on the left wing. Ebby looking, gets it away. Jamie Gasink. Gasink back over to Pruitt. Pruitt lets fly with a three. In and out, no good. Rebound cleared by Lily Haggerty. Haggerty with the basketball. Thought that one was going in for Pruitt. That would have matched Dort College's biggest lead to the ballgame. Right now it still stands at 14, 43-29, and what do we have? We've got a hold, I believe, called on Bausma. Yep, Kenzie Bausma whistled for a personal foul, a hold called in the lane. Shea Palama is going to check back into the ballgame. Shea is in, Bausma is out. For Bausma, that's number two. Jessup inbounding, fresh 30 to work with. With it on the left side is Chavez. Chavez into the lane. Her shot no good. Rebound cleared by Cruz. Now the ball's on the floor. And now a jump ball called. No, they're going to call a timeout. Chavez calls for a timeout with 5:19 remaining in the third quarter. To preserve the possession, Jessup gets the timeout called. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. I believe there is some question as to how many timeouts William Jessup has remaining. 43-29, 5:19 remaining. Third quarter of play. And I believe that was because that First timeout charged to William Jessup, took the place of a media timeout. Should have been longer in length. Turnaround on the baseline is up and good for Ashland Jones. Jones with a two-point basket. It's 43-31. 43-31, our score. Odd that nobody would consult me because media called it, evidently. Chavez, I say that with tongue planted firmly in cheek. Dort College inbounding the basketball. Throwing it in will be Palama. Dort College leading 43-31. Shea gets it in to Ryan Smith. 2-3 zone applied here by Jessup. Jessup playing mainly zone here tonight. Varied between a 2-3 and a 1-2-2. The 1-2-2 has been very effective. Palama gets it up in the lane. Shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. And Emily Van Dyke whistled for the personal foul, and Shea Palama will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. She's got 8 points. She'll go to the free throw line shooting two. She's a 76% free throw shooter. Dort College leading by a dozen, 43-31. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. By Borenson's of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Binder Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. 45-31, our score. Palama makes both free throws. She's got 10 to lead all players, and the defenders reestablish a 14-point lead at 45-31. Jessup basketball and a hand check called on Peyton Harmson. Harmson whistled for the personal, and for Peyton, that's number three. It's three fouls on Peyton Harmson. He'll get the ball inbounded to Jones. Harmson will stay in for the time being. Jones squeezes it off from 17 straight on. No good. Rebound taken away by Harmson. Harmson to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball. Really, you're to the point of the game now where you want to let Harmson get into the flow of the game. You're going to leave her in for the time being. Pass goes right side. This is Pruitt. Pruitt goes over to Harmson. Harmson, three ball, missed it. No good. Rebound tipped and still loose. Picked up by Jessup. Jessup with the basketball. Lou into the front court. Chavez with a head full of steam. Her basket is good, and she's fouled on the play. So a free throw for Chavez. Annie Rinesmith whistled for her second personal foul. And a free throw on the way for Chavez. Chavez with 7 points, and it stays at seven as she misses that free throw opportunity. 45-33, Dort College by a dozen. 4 minutes remaining. Third quarter of action. Dort College with basketball. Pass goes right side over to Pruitt. Pruitt gives it up. Left side, Rinesmith. 2-3 zone still applies by Jessup. They'll extend it out, though. Heart of the lane, Rinesmith. Rinesmith in traffic. Shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. Annie that time found a seam in the middle of the lane. Ashlyn Jones whistled for the personal. And for Ashlyn Jones, that is number four on her. So she is in foul trouble with 3:43 remaining in the third. She's the leading scorer for this team. First free throw by Rinesmith is up and through. That's the first point of the day for Rinesmith. And right now, Coach Kurt Wessendorp, he's going to let it ride. He's going to leave Jones in the ballgame. Let's make sure everybody's got five players. Looks like Dort does. Looks like the blue team does as well. Gasink in the ballgame. Another free throw on the way for Rinesmith, trying to extend the lead beyond a baker's dozen, and this one hangs on the rim and falls out. 46-33, Dort College with a 13-point lead. Rinesmith makes one of two. 3:35 remaining. Third quarter of play. Jessup basketball. Out front it goes to Lou. Lou with the basketball. Lou gives it up. Chavez. Chavez with it. Chavez working against Rinesmith. Left-handed layup is good. Chavez with nine, and that might be an area where Jessup has some advantage on offense. Cross-court pass. Cruz. Engbers three. Left corner in and out. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Jessup. It'll be Dort College basketball. Bausma will check in. Rinesmith will check out. A little bit more quickness on the defensive end, see if she can corral Rana Chavez. Dort College leading by 11, 46-35, 3:08 remaining here in this third quarter. They get the ball inbounded to Evavold. Evavold missed it. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Jones. Jones with the basketball. She gives it up to Chavez. Chavez into the front court. Chavez gives it up to Jones. Jones, 15-footer, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Ingvers. Ingvers outlets to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Kim Cruz setting the offense. Passes high post to Evavold. Back over to Ingvers. Ingvers underneath to Gasing. Gasing puts it up. She's fouled. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two as Janelle Liu doesn't allow her to get that shot up above her waist. Jamie Gasing to the free throw line to shoot a pair. She's got 5 points. Two free throws on the way. 46-35, our score. First free throw by Gasing up and through. This is the first competition Gasing has had this season. Of course, joining the basketball team at the conclusion of the volleyball team's run to the NAI National Championship match. She was the setter for that crew. Second team All-American. She knocks down both free throws. She's got 7, does the 5'9 sophomore from Sioux Center. And it's 48-35, Dort College by Baker's Dozen. With the basketball is Chavez. Chavez to Jones. Jones, high-low pass. They get it underneath, and Rio Landers gets whistled for a personal foul underneath. Landers going up to block the shot. Got fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Landers. Liu will shoot 2 free throws. She's got 3 points. So Landers picks up her 2nd foul. Liu's free throw is up and through. 4 points now for Liu. 48-36, pending another free throw for Liu. Liu 2-for-3 today from the free throw line, now 3-for-4. 48-37, Dort College by 11. Jamie Gasing in the backcourt. William Jessup showing full court pressure defense. This is Gasing. Gasing has it picked away from behind and then tipped into the backcourt. And the shot clock at 30, and I believe we're going to have the shot clock reset here. And it depends on did Jessup have possession of it, and they will say that they did. So the reset goes to 30. Dort College a fresh 10 to get it across the timeline, and they do. Gasing over to Cruz. Cruz high post. Landers. Landers on the right elbow of the lane. Landers cut off as she tried to dribble around to the right side. Pass over to Ingvers. Ingvers pull up from 17. Got it. One dribble to the left and knock it down for Paige Ingvers. Ingvers with 8 points, and the defenders lead at 50-37. 50-37, Dort College by 13. Right side with it is Haggerty. Haggerty shot in the lane, no good. Rebound taken away by Ingvers. Ingvers with a rebound. Gets it over to Kim Cruz. Here comes Dort College with a chance to extend the 13-point lead. Right side, Bausma. Bausma, Landers. Landers missed the shot from the baseline, no good. Jamie Gasing collides with Janelle Liu. And we're going to have a foul called on the defenders and Jamie Gasing. And a one-on-one opportunity coming here. Jamie Gasing whistled for her 2nd personal foul going after the loose basketball. Shooting free throws for William Jessup will be Janelle Liu. Liu, a 5'11 junior from Modesto, California. She'll shoot a pair. She is 3-for-4 from the free throw line now. It's a Baker's Dozen lead for William Jessup. First free throw is up and through. Another one on the way. Dort College has kept the difference at double digits most of this half, but haven't been able to grow the lead. Another free throw on the way. Second free throw is up, and that one's off the heel. No good. Rebound taken away by Bausma. Dort College leading by a dozen, 50-38. Bausma comes over to Ingvers. Ingvers, Rinesmith. Rinesmith catches her 3, missed it, no good. And the rebound is taken away on the weak side by Janelle Liu. Janelle Liu into the front court. She passes it off to Chavez. Chavez with it. Comes back over. 3-pointer is up and good for Rana Chavez. Chavez with 9 points here in the third quarter. And the Dort lead is down to 9 again, 50-41. Bausma, Cruz, ball fake, driving in, drops it off for Ingvers. Ingvers shot in the lane, no good. I beg your pardon, that was Paloma. Paloma shot in the lane, no good, and William Jessup will walk it up with another opportunity to cut further into the lead. driving in. Ball is tipped, taken away by Cruz. Cruz, two on one, ahead Bausma. Bausma with the right hand. Her shot is good, and we've got a foul on the play. Kenzie Bausma with a head full of steam gets the shot to go. She is fouled. She'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Janelle Liu whistled for her third personal foul. And shooting free throws will be Dort College's Kenzie Bausma. She'll shoot one free throw as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Free throw on the way by Bausma is in and out, no good. Can't get it to go. It's an 11-point ball game, 52-41. 6 points for Bausma. She misses that free throw, though. She's 0 for 2 tonight. Dort College leading 52-41, pass left side. With it is Haggerty. Haggerty drives in, drops it off for Van Dyke. Van Dyke 15 feet from the hoop. Now the pass back. Comes right side to Eosha. Eosha with the basketball. 1 second difference, shot clock and game clock. Driving in, Chavez. Chavez with the left hand. Her layup is good. Rana Chavez with 11 points in the third quarter. 14 for the ball game. Dort College leads 52-43. Desperation three by the defenders is off the mark. And we've played three quarters. We're back to a 9-point difference. Dort College grows the lead by two compared with where they were at the end of the third quarter of play. 52-43, Dort College by nine. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College 20 of 53 from the floor for the ballgame, 38%. William Jessup, 16 of 41, 39%. And our rebounds, Dort College a 34-27 rebounding advantage. Turnovers, Dort College 9, William Jessup 9. The defenders led by Shea Palamas, 10 points, 14 for Rana Chavez, 11 of them coming in the second half. With the basketball, William Jessup working it around, down by 9. They've been as close as 8, and they miss a chance. Golden opportunity to cut the lead to 7. Missed layup. Here's Rinesmith. Rinesmith comes back out front to Angbers. Angbers with the basketball. Angbers gives it back over to Cruz. Cruz, Angbers. Angbers, three ball from the corner. No good. Just a little bit short for Paige Angbers. Angbers looking like she was going to knock that one down. It looks good out of the hand. Just a little bit short so far today. Here's Emily Van Dyke. Van Dyke pushing her way to the hoop. Makes it a 7-point ball game. It's 52-45. 9 minutes remaining in this ball game. That's in regulation. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Left side it goes. Angbers. Angbers, nothing there on the corner. Comes back over to Bausma. Bausma in the lane. Shovels it off for Shea Palama. And Shea Palama will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So two free throws on the way for Shea Palama. And fouling out of the contest is Janelle Liu. So fouling out of the contest is number 20, Janelle Liu. Liu is disqualified on fouls here with 8:52 remaining. And Dort College will be shooting free throws. Shea Palama to shoot two. 10-10 she's got 10 points. Dort College leading by 7, 52-45. First free throw on the way by Palama. Up on the rim and falls through. She's got 11. Catches every part of the hoop and falls through. Another one on the way for Palama. Palama with 5 made free throws today. Now 6. 6 for 7 is Palama. She's got 12 points. She leads the defenders in scoring today. And it's back to a 9-point lead. Like to get it up to double digits again. Chavez passes left side to Haggerty, and we've got a foul called away from the ball. That's going to go on Palama. Foul's going to go on Shea Palama. And for Shea, that is number 2. Neither team in the bonus at this point. Inbounding, Jessup. They throw in over the top, and they find Ashlyn Jones. Jones, jumper, top of the key, three, good. Ashlyn Jones with five, and it's back to a six-point ball game, 54-48. Just waiting for Jones to get going. Let's see if Dort College is able to attack her. She's playing with four personal fouls. She's playing on the weak side of the zone. Trying to pass it underneath is Rinesmith, and it's taken away by Rana Chavez. Chavez with the basketball. Chavez with it on the wing. Chavez working against Cruz, picks up her dribble. They feed it down low. They bring the double team. Kick out pass by Jones. Here comes Jessup. Left side. Nothing there for Vasquez. Vasquez comes back over to Olivia Liu. Olivia Liu puts it on the floor. Right side pass, and now what do we have? Got a foul called away from the ball. That's going to go on Kenzie Bausma. Bausma whistled for her third personal foul. That's team foul number two on the defenders in this quarter. 54-48, Dort College leading by six. Well, the defenders are going to have to close this one out on the road, a long ways from home. And the defenders will play defense. Ball is inbounded to Chavez. Chavez feeds it down low for Jones. Jones turn around in the lane. Her shot no good. Rebound taken away by Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Dort College will run the offense. 7:44 remaining in regulation. Left side, Gasing. Still a 2-3 applied here by Jessup. Comes back to Cruz. Cruz to Landers. Landers puts it in. Traffic. Shot no good. Gasing with the rebound. Put back no good. Now the ball stripped. Coming away with it is Olivia Liu. Kick out pass. Three on the way. Good. Three-point basket for Sarah Vasquez, and it's a 54-51 ball game. Dort College down three. Abby Pruitt with the basketball. Dort College thought they might have done enough to get a foul call on that last play. They did not. Cruz over to Landers. Landers left side, Gasink. Gasink out front, Pruitt, 15 to shoot. Comes back to Bausma. Bausma underneath Gasink. Gasink, Landers. Landers, 10-footer, right side, good. Rio Landers off the assist from Gasink. And Rio now with 11 points. Dort College leading by 5, 56-51. Jessup basketball, Liu. Liu driving in. Her shot no good. Rebound taken away by Bausma. Bausma to Cruz. Cruz with it. Cruz brings it up the floor, looking to the sideline. 6:30 remaining. Dort College with a 5-point lead. Big possession here again. 2-3 still applied by William Jessup. Gasink back over to Cruz. Cruz, Bausma. Bausma in the right corner. Bausma to Cruz. Cruz underneath. Gasink. Gasink off of the glass. Good. Jamie Gasink with 9 points. Defenders lead 58-51. Into the front court with it is Liu. Liu step back 15-footer is good. Olivia Liu with 4 points. Dort College leads 58-53. Dort College by five. Into the front court they go to Gasink. Gasink 3-on-3. Reach in, nothing called. Now a jump ball called, alternating possession. I believe it'll be Dort College basketball. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Kim Cruz. They will get the ball inbounded. Rinesmith will get it inbounded to Cruz. Cruz with it at the top of the key. Rinesmith back to Cruz. Cruz looking for Landers. Instead, they come back over to Bausma. Bausma with it. Bausma cross-court pass is tipped and taken away. Out of bounds. Last touch by Jones for Jessup. Dort College with 6 seconds remaining on the shot clock. They get the ball inbounded to Rinesmith. Rinesmith down to the baseline. Rinesmith shovels it off for Bausma, and we've got a travel violation called against the Dort College defenders. So Dort College turns it over. This one's going to end up being a white knuckler down the stretch yet. 5:35 remaining. Dort College by five. Jessup with the basketball. They pass right side. You've got to identify the shooters here. Sarah Vasquez. You want to guard Chavez. She's had the hot hand here in the second half. Chavez driving in. Her shot blocked by Landers. Rebound taken away by Cruz. Here comes Dort College. Kim Cruz, 3-on-3, all the way to the hole. Lays it up with the left hand. Missed it. No good, but a foul on the rebound called against the Dort College defenders. It's going to be foul number 3 on Dort College in this half. Let's wait and see who they're going to call the foul on. It'll be on 32. That's Rio Landers. Landers whistled for her third personal. Right idea. Kim Cruz took it hard to the basket. Just unable to get the finish. And with 5:12 remaining, William Jessup brings the basketball up. With it on the right side is Chavez. Chavez stops. Comes back outside. Three on the way. Missed it. No good. That was a long three-point attempt by Vasquez. Dort College corrals the rebound. We're past the midpoint of the fourth quarter. Dort College basketball, Rinesmith. Rinesmith over to Cruz. Cruz gives it up to Angbers. Angbers with the basketball, Cruz. Cruz, Bausma. Bausma right wing. Bausma comes back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith cut off, 10 to shoot. Comes back to Landers. Landers free throw line jumper. Missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Jessup. Off and running with the basketball is Liu. Olivia Liu passes back over to Chavez. Chavez shot, no good. Rebound Van Dyke, and Van Dyke is fouled on the play, and Emily Van Dyke will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Now, what we have seen of Emily Van Dyke shooting free throws so far this evening, that is not a bad foul for the defenders. Foul's going to go on Landers, and that's number four on her. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR, 88.5 FM. Free throws on the way for Van Dyke when we resume play in a moment. Free throws on the way for number 33, Emily Van Dyke, a 6'3 sophomore from Modesto for William Jessup. Today's broadcast, she was fouled in the act of shooting. That's foul number four, on the way, by the way, on the defenders in this quarter. So it's bonus time for William Jessup from here on out as well. And Van Dyke promptly makes a liar out of me, makes the first free throw. She's got another one on the way. 58-54, she is 2-for-4 now from the free throw line for the season. She's a 57% free throw shooter coming into the ballgame, and she misses that one. Dort College still leads by two possessions, 4:23 remaining. Dort College with Rinesmith, Cruz, Angbers, Palama, and Bausma on the floor. Rinesmith with the basketball on the right wing. Dort College needs a bucket. Pass it over to Angbers. Angbers thought about the three, decided against it. Comes back over to Cruz. Cruz shovels it off for Angbers. Angbers shot in the lane, no good. Beg your pardon, that was Palama. Palama put it up in traffic, drew a lot of contact, no call made, and here comes William Jessup. Van Dyke pass, left side over to Vasquez. Vasquez with it. Vasquez over to Liu. Liu feeds it off to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke comes back right side. Chavez. Chavez knocks down the three. Rana Chavez with 14 in the second half. 17 for the ball game. It's a one-point game, 58-57. Long pass into the front court. It's Bausma. Bausma with the basketball. Bausma right side. Angbers. 3:28 remaining. Dort College is going to have to hang on to this one. They've got to find a way to score some buckets. With it right side, Bausma. Bausma. Palama. Palama with the left hand. Missed it. No good. Gets her own rebound back. Angbers. Angbers with the basketball, 3:13 left to play. Dort College will pull it out and set it up. It is never easy on the road, especially when you're over 1,000 miles from home. You don't get many calls, and there they got one. But the foul came before the shot, and that's going to go on. And that's going to go on Ashlyn Jones, I believe. Ashlyn Jones has just fouled out of the ballgame with 3:03 remaining. Well, at some point, you just simply have to play through it. You've got to match the muscle inside. Jones will check out of the ballgame. Gasing checks in for the defenders. Who's going to check out? Bausma. Maybe a little more of a shooting threat for the defenders right here. Inbounding is Rinesmith. All right, Dort College, a fresh 30 to work with. There's an inbounds play. Dort College worked on this afternoon. They get it in the middle of the lane to Jamie Gasing. Gasing knocks it down. She's got 11. Dort College leads 60-57. William Jessup has not led. Last time it was tied was at 10-10. They feed it to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Chavez. Chavez drops it off underneath, and coming away with a steal is Ingbers on the weak side help. And there's the crafty veteran coming on the backside to get the steal. And the Dort College defenders will now inbound the basketball, leading by three with 2:44 remaining in this ballgame. Gasing in the backcourt. You've got four players in the front court. Get it across half court. 22 seconds on the shot clock, and they just barely beat the 10 seconds call. Gasing with it back over to Rinesmith. Dort College possibly had a chance at a jailbreak, but didn't get it up the floor quickly enough. 10 seconds on the shot clock, now 8, 2:20 on the game clock. Ryan Smith back over to Gasing, 4 seconds left. Gasing, baseline jumper, swish. Oh, 13 points. Gasing coming up big here in her first basketball action of the season. Rebound by Kim Cruz in the backcourt, comes over to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith takes it up the floor. Ryan Smith with the basketball. So back-to-back buckets by Gasing and the North College defenders have right now a 5-point cushion. Ryan Smith driving in, draws some contact. Shot is no good, but she is fouled in the act of shooting. She'll go to the free throw line, and she will shoot a pair. Two free throws on the way for Annie. Ryan Smith, the 5'8 freshman from Shakopee, Minnesota. Both teams in the bonus from here on out with 1:46 remaining. So Ryan Smith with two free throws as she was fouled on her drive into the lane. First free throw for the freshman is off the heel, no good. Another one on the way. So second free throw coming for Ryan Smith, 62-57. This one's up and good, so it's a 6-point ball game, 63-57. North College a couple of stops away from putting the finishing touches on this one. 1:42 remaining. Pass goes right side. Work it around over to Lou. Olivia Lou with it, working against Ryan Smith. Comes back over to Vasquez. Vasquez, 12-footer, no good, but there for the offensive rebound and the putback shot, no good. And the rebound is corralled by Ryan Smith. Well, there's one stop for the defenders. Now you get a bucket on the other end, and you're in great shape. Put yourself up by three possessions. Ryan Smith over to Cruz. Cruz, high post to Paloma. Paloma to Gasing. Gasing in between the circles out front. Jamie with the basketball. She passes right side back over to Cruz. Cruz with it. 9 seconds. 8. 1:03 remaining. Cruz looking for Paloma, and the ball is deflected out, and a foul called on the play against Shea Paloma on the elbow, and that's going to send William Jessup to the free throw line to shoot free throws, and this is exactly what you don't want if you're Dort College. You do not want to send Jessup to the free throw line with an opportunity to make up ground with the clock stopped. Not sure who they called that foul on. They did end up calling it on Paloma. First free throw is up and through. Another one on the way. This is Tyler Swiecinski. And she makes them both. It's back to a 4-point ball game. Still a 2-possession contest. Ryan Smith with the basketball in the backcourt. 5 seconds to get it across. She does. Gives it to Paloma. Paloma over to Cruz. Cruz with it. 47 seconds left to go in the game. 16 seconds on the shot clock, and Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson wants to call a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is North College Basketball on KDCR.
No, we...
North College up 4, 63-59. They get it impounded to Ryan Smith. 14 seconds on the shot clock. North College has one timeout remaining, as does William Jessup. Kim Cruz splits the defense. Shot in the lane, no good. Rebound taken away by Paloma. Paloma with an offensive rebound. Dort College will pull it out. Annie Rinesmith is fouled immediately. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Credit Paloma with crashing the offensive boards, keeping that play alive. And Annie Rinesmith will go to the free throw line for a pair. 30.8 seconds remaining. Both teams are in the bonus from here on out. First free throw on the way for the freshman is up and through. Ryan Smith with all of her points from the free throw line here tonight. Can make it a 6-point ball game with a made free throw. Alyssa Fetters will check in if Ryan Smith makes the free throw. It's up and through. Ryan Smith makes them both. She's got 4. And the defenders lead by 6, 65-59. Angbers will get a breather. Fetters checks in for defensive purposes. Pass goes to Chavez. Chavez across the timeline. Chavez stops, pops, 3. Short, no good. Rebound Cruz. And Dort College has an opportunity to ice this one at the free throw line. 23.5 seconds remaining. Chavez has had the hot hand here in the second half for William Jessup. She has scored 17 of her team's points here in the second half. This was a contest that was 34-27 at the half, Dort College leading. So of their 32 points, she has 17 of them. Dort College a little more balanced. Shea Palama has 12. Jamie Gasink has 13, 8 of them in the second half. Kim Cruz makes the free throw. That's a big one. That puts you up by 3 possessions. So the Dort College defenders leading 66-59. Second free throw by Cruz is up and down. So Kim Cruz makes them both. And the Dort College defenders lead 67-59. William Jessup is going to call a timeout. You're listening to the KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Dort College up 8, 23.5 seconds left. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders will play defense. William Jessup will throw it in, 23.5 to work with, down 8. They fired into the corner, Chavez. Chavez 3, missed it, no good, but an offensive rebound off of the air ball. And a foul called on Alyssa Fetters, and Sarah Vasquez will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. 10 points for Vasquez. And she'll go to the free throw line here with 18.4 seconds left. First free throw is up and good for Vasquez. Vasquez with 11. 67-60. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and through as well. And the Dort College defenders want a timeout after that made free throw by Vasquez. She's got 12. And the defenders will get Ebby Pruitt into the contest, leading by 6. This one's not over yet if Dort College takes care of the basketball, though, and makes some free throws. It is as good as over. Dort College leading by 2 possessions. And the advantage you have on the timeout is the fact that you can advance the ball beyond half court. You take out of play that full court pressure defense. Both teams now out of timeouts. Both teams in the bonus situation. And the Dort College defenders in the driver's seat, up 67-61. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com and by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Dort College by 6. Pass goes to Rinesmith. Hot potato over to Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball, 15 seconds left. And she is fouled with 14 seconds remaining. And the math getting a little more difficult for William Jessup now, especially if Pruitt can make one free throw. One free throw would put Dort College up by 3 possessions with 14 seconds remaining. Alyssa Fetters is going to check into the contest. Pruitt, 5'9 freshman from Urbandale, Iowa. Knocks down the free throw, and that will as much as do it. You need something really strange now to happen for it to work out for Jessup. They need 3 possessions or one of those very rare 4-point plays. 69-61, Pruitt makes them both. And the Dort College defenders lead by 8, and it looks like the defenders are going to go on the road and survive a comeback effort by Jessup. And will hand William Jessup their 3rd loss of the season. Chavez into the front court, working against Cruz. She goes hard to the basket. Gives it off to Swyshynski. And lost it. Out of bounds, it'll be Dort College basketball. Gasing to throw it in. Dort College will inbound with 6.2 seconds remaining. Gasing to toss it in, gets it in. And that's going to be it. William Jessup isn't going to play the foul game. That's the end of the contest. 69-61, Dort College goes on the road to Rockland, California, and comes away with a non-conference victory tonight here over the William Jessup Warriors. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Welcome back to William Jessup as the Dort College Defender women survive a comeback attempt by the Warriors. 69-61, Dort College outscores Jessup in every quarter except the fourth. William Jessup able to cut it down to, what was it? At one point it was a 58-57 ball game with about 3 minutes remaining. I believe Dort College got back-to-back buckets by Jamie Gasink in that sequence to get the lead back up to two possessions, and they hang on to win at 69-61, making some free throws at the end. And Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson has taken a seat beside me. And, Coach, these games, I've been involved in several trips. They're never easy, especially in the fourth quarter. You have to go out and win it. You can't just rely on holding on and getting the win with even with a double-point lead. You have to finish it off and win it. Your team did that tonight. They won the ball game.
Absolutely. I thought some people made some really big plays. You know, for Jamie Gasing to come out in her first game and be our leading scorer, and even though she was a little bit fatigued, make two huge shots down the stretch, I thought that was incredible. I don't think there was a bigger rebound than Shea Palma's offensive rebound. I think it was in the last minute of the game on a missed shot at the end of the shot clock, and then we got to pull it out and reset the clock. I just thought there was a lot of girls that came through for us. Some of it was experience, and some of it was learning from some mistakes that we made early on. I thought we played with a lot more confidence this game, and I think that helped us down the stretch.
One player that really stood out for me, at least, was Rhea Landers. We talked about her in the pregame, and oddly enough, she came through. She didn't think a whole lot tonight. She reacted. She played the game. And ended up being very productive for you. 11 points, 5 of 9 shooting. I don't know that you're going to get that kind of production every night, but you'll take that kind of play every night from her.
Absolutely. Rio has always been one of our hardest workers. She's in the gym every single day trying to get better. It was great to see her shoot with some confidence, because that's something that she extends her range really well. She's a 6'1 kid who can shoot the basketball. And she did a really good job on 33 when she had to defend her. And she, you know, we got her in foul trouble a little bit, but we need Rio to step up like that and do some of those things for us and be a great role player on this team. And tonight she really embraced that role. And it was great to see her really starting to come into her own after all the work she's put in.
What made their defense so effective for a stretch there where you had trouble scoring points? What was it about that zone that gave you trouble tonight?
You know, it just felt like we weren't taking care of the basketball as well. We were making some sloppy passes, a lot of things down by the ankles. We were rushing some shots. You know, I told the girls to make the extra pass against the zone, and sometimes you won't hear a coach say this very often, but sometimes I thought we made the extra pass where we could have gotten an easy shot, and we passed it into a more difficult shot. But, you know, they're a good team. They're a well-coached team. They've got some really strong players, and basketball sometimes a game of runs, and I think that's what tonight was for both groups.
Their leading scorer was Ashlyn Jones, number 22. She came in averaging nearly 16 points per ball game. You limited her to 2 of 9 shooting. Now, some of that was her own doing in that she got in some foul trouble, limited to 25 minutes, but your players were very aware and really defended her pretty well tonight, I thought.
Yeah, you know, I've always said that we have some of the best lockdown defenders that I think I've ever coached or coached against. And, you know, Kenzie Bausma is just that. She is gritty. She is tough. She is going to make other teams' best players miserable. And I thought she did a great job of that early on in the game. And some of that was Kenzie got an offensive foul called on her, which led to her foul trouble. You know, that's one thing that I think we're really doing well right now is locking down other teams' best players. And I thought tonight the rest of our players did a good job on their respective assignments.
Well, Coach, rest your voice. Sounded a little hoarse. We've got one more to go, but you got one tonight. Go get another one and go home with two wins. That'd be a great trip for your team.
Yeah, we would be excited about that. Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson talking about her team and her team's play here this evening. Let's take a look at the final numbers then from today's contest. First of all, for the defenders, 24 of 65 from the floor, 36.9%, 5 of 18 on threes, 27.8%, 16 of 22 on free throws. They got the job done at the free throw line, 72.7%. For William Jessup, 21 of 57 from the floor, 36.8%, 8 for 22 on threes, 36.4%, 11 of 20 on free throws, 55%. Dort College had a 46-34 rebounding advantage. Turnovers, Dort 12, William Jessup 11. The defenders were led tonight by Jamie Gasing's 13 points, 5 for 9 from the floor, 12 for Shea Palama, 11 each for Kim Cruz and Rio Landers, 8 points for Paige Engbers, 6 points for Kenzie Bausma, 2 for Rachel Evavold, and 2 for Ebby Pruitt for Dort College's total. Annie Rinesmith also had 4. That's Dort College's total of 69. For William Jessup, Rana Chavez had 17, 12 for Emily Van Dyke and Sarah Vasquez, 6 for Janelle Liu, 3 for Lily Haggerty, 2 for Tyler Swiecinski, and 5 for Ashlyn Jones. Rebounding, Shea Palama, a double-double. She had 11 rebounds to go with her 12 points. 8 rebounds for Kim Cruz. 7 rebounds by Paige Engbers and Kenzie Bausma. 5 rebounds for Rio Landers. For William Jessup, Emily Van Dyke had 8 rebounds, 7 for Olivia Liu, 4 for Rana Chavez. Rana Chavez also had 4 assists along with Olivia Liu for Dort College, 4 assists for Kim Cruz, and then 2 each for Ebby Pruitt, Kenzie Bausma, Shea Palama, and Paige Engbers. 3 steals by Kim Cruz for the defenders. Rana Chavez had 5 for William Jessup. Jessup is now 6-3. Dort College improves to 6-7. That will do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College basketball on KDCR, where once again the Dort College Defender women victorious over William Jessup, 69-61. We'll be back on the air tomorrow evening. More Dort College basketball, this time from Cal Maritime. We'll have that broadcast for you. That begins at 6 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Central. You can hear it on KDCR 88.5 FM. Good evening.